to you from the heart of Texas,
where he met his one, and only true love. Proving that this guy really does know how to love well.
Because there's no way he won her over with his looks.
Therefore, he must be the relationship genius of our generation. Get ready for the best advice you'll ever hear on how to keep your relationships thriving.
Welcome
to the Smalley Podcast with your host, Michael Smalley.
Hello. Today, do I have a special treat for you? Because if you're married, and you probably are if you're listening to the Smalley Marriage Podcast, and maybe you're not and you're hoping to get married, but I'm telling you, one of the biggest gifts you can give your marriage is simply getting out, getting together, having fun, and having a date night. But not just any date night, folks. That's not what we're talking about. On today's show, we're going to talk about an ultimate date night because I have with me two friends where I've had the privilege on being invited to an amazing event that takes place on Mackinac Island. I've got with me on the Smalley Marriage Podcast, Jay and Laura LaFoon. And when you have the last name LaFoon, you'd better be fun. You'd better know how to laugh because there's just no other way to survive that name. Welcome, Jay and Laura. How are y'all doing?
We're great, Michael. How are you? How you doing, bud?
How often do you get teased for your last name?
Oh, my goodness. It's, you know, I've lost count. And, of course, people, really, is that not just a stage name, LaFoon? Like, oh, like you're going to laugh all the time? And no, this is my name, and I've worn it proudly for almost 50 years. And
how often do you get teased for your last name?
I know. I was just about to say, I know how you feel. I've been called Smelly, and just think how many plays you could go with Smalley. So I know exactly how you feel, what it's like to be teased for a last name. But well, hey, it's what makes us funny.
And so that rhymed with about 800 different words as well. So.
Hey, it's our pain that makes us funny, Jay.
That's right.
That's what people don't understand about funny people is that it only comes from great heartache.
Yes. Well, I think it's from brilliance. I think funny people are some of the smartest people in the world. Michael, how about you?
Well, why is it that we're always overweight and hurt on our hearts, though?
Because we know how to have fun. That's why we're making up for all the pain.
Or we feed the pain with food and laughter.
That's right.
That's another option,
too. And a wonderful wife.
Beyond wonderful wives. That is the truth. But you guys actually have, you guys do always such a fantastic job. And the only, several different times, I know we've been at kind of big conferences that kind of random third-party people set up. But I've actually been and done several of the deals that you guys do on Mackinac Island, Michigan, at the Grand Hotel, which is just obviously unbelievable. But you guys actually tour around the country, I would assume the world, with your ultimate date night event. Talk to me a little bit about the ultimate date night, kind of how you got started. Well, let's just start there. How did that get started, and why is that important to you two?
Well, we got started with the ultimate date night when we realized that couples can't always get away for a weekend. They can't always get out for an overnight, whether it's kids or the expense of the overnight. But we wanted to be able to take that overnight experience to them. So we said, let's take our weekend conference, let's reduce it down to 90 minutes, the best, hottest, funniest, most entertaining 90 minutes, and let's take it out to churches and really allow people to come out for a great night out, all for about the price of a movie ticket, you know, because everybody can afford that every once in a while. And so that concept kind of got launched in our brains, about 2007, and we started doing them, and people started saying, wow, this is great, this is fun, because it really is a simple event that a church can put on that will literally bless hundreds, if not thousands, of marriages by just getting the couples out, getting them laughing together, getting them connecting as a couple again. And throughout the evening, we drop in biblical truth, and I don't say that tritely. I say we drop it in, but we weave it throughout the humor and throughout the fun.
And we really have worked hard to really gear the Ultimate Date Night towards the younger couples. But what's really fun is that the Ultimate Date Night spans the age gamut. I mean, we have couples who've been married 60 years come up to us afterwards and go, oh, you say things that we haven't heard in a long time, till the younger couples who are going, thank you for saying that, you know. And so it really has been a fun event for us to see how we gear it towards the younger couples, but every age group comes.
Now, Laura, be honest, because I know you're the honest one. Be honest. He talked you into boiling this down into one night in 90 minutes because he just doesn't have enough to say over a Friday and Saturday.
He actually has more to say than any of us really want to listen to.
There, that's the truth. You begged him to boil it down.
She knows me well.
But you're right, though, because what's really important, and I tell this to people all the time, especially the couples that come into our small intensives, is that don't underestimate simply getting out and goofing off with each other. And
exactly.
That's what I want couples to hear. Don't poo-poo the idea of a 90-minute ultimate date night and go, well, no, wait a minute, that's fluff, we're not going to get enough. And that, no, hold on a second. Actually, there's been a tremendous amount of research done by the likes of Dr. Scott Stanley, Dr. Howard, or John Gottman. Those two, arguably, are the greatest marriage researchers in the history of the world. And both of them, they're friends of mine, both of them say how insanely critically important it is for a couple simply just to get out and have fun together. And that's really what you've created in this ultimate date night.
Oh, there's no question. It really is, and it's almost a sacred experience in the fact that couples remember that love, that attraction, that tingly feeling you got in your toes when you were with the person and you enjoyed your time together. And Michael, you said something really profound, and I know that's hard for your listeners to believe.
That's hard for me to believe. I want to hear it.
Really profound when you were on Mackinac. You said keep if you could tell couples one thing, and this was a totally differently related, you know, thing we were doing. You said keep fun time sacred.
Yeah.
And I thought that is so true, because life, there's enough rough time in life. There's enough of going on about life that, you know, sucks all the fun out of us. So we've got to keep those fun times, those date times sacred, and really work at bringing the joy of the Lord into them.
Amen to that. And what's sad is so many couples, when they go to eat out or they go to a fun event or they go to some office party or whatever it is, they destroy it because they get going and now's the time, you know, they're driving and they think now is the time to bring it up. You know, we need to talk. No, you don't need to talk right then. Now is not the time to bring that up. It's actually the worst time to bring it up.
Right, right.
Because now we're just going to mess up the whole evening. Everyone's going to get miserable. You're going to get in a fight. You're not going to talk to each other. And the fun is now ruined. And that's why I tell couples, keep fun time sacred. What I mean by that is call a time out. You know what my wife and I actually do? Before we go on a date, and before we even go on a vacation, we will honestly high-five each other, and we will high-five. I know that sounds corny, but maybe we need a little corniness. I know the two of you can get corny. And we will high-five each other, and we will say, all right, it's fun time. And what that tells us is we're not bringing any junk up. We are simply going to keep this fun. If anything comes up, we're going to wait until we get back home, and then we'll bring it up, because that's the appropriate time when you're in the right environment, so that you have the time to devote to resolve whatever the conflict is.
There's no question. And I don't think the high five sounds corny at all, because we do a family cheer. Before
we also do it naked, so that's also fun.
That makes it even more fun.
Because, you know, when you're naked, that leads to other things.
That's right, like dancing.
Just remember not to do it like during the day when your kids are also in the living room.
That's right. We've that also discovered the beauty of naked we, but we won't go there.
No. We have not either.
Laura warned me that we shouldn't. The two of us should not be on the same program.
Hey, this is on the internet. I do mark the show as clean, so we should probably be careful.
That's right.
But that's
why we keep it. Churches, literally, we've done this from Singapore to through Canada. We've done it all over the world, and churches all over America are bringing us in because they realize that this is a great way to get couples thinking about marriage again. And it's not some big, heavy seminar, although we can do that too. But this date night is designed to get people in your church to just start thinking about how important marriage is.
And it really is designed to get men into something that is with their wife that they will enjoy, that's not a touchy-feely, look at your spouse and cry type thing. It's a fun, we play upbeat music, we do silly things, but it's really been fun for us to watch men really enjoy themselves.
Well, and what you're saying is you don't have to be intimidated about it. And Jay, you even mentioned at the beginning, what I love about y'all's style is you're not going to browbeat anybody with the Bible.
Right.
So that, and so you're not light, you're not Bible light, but you're not pharmaceutical with it. And so,
well, there's enough encouraging in the Bible to really use the Bible as an encouragement tool.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And most couples know the 85 things they're doing wrong. I mean, we all know those things that we're doing wrong that we need to work on. What we want to do is help couples celebrate the things they're doing right and focus on those and, you know, ask the Lord to bless those things that are going right and help them through the other.
Amen, because that's what matters, and the two of you have said multiple times how important marriage is, and as you know, my dad and I were recently with you guys at Mackinac, at the Grand Hotel, and I know one of my dad's kind of new projects he's getting going on is the value of marriage and the fundamental importance of marriage, and I can't stress that enough, and I know the two of you believe the same thing, is how important it is. Well, if and everyone knows that, especially Christians, right? And especially church-going folk, we all know that, yet, how many of us take the time to invest in it? We know how important it is. So it's not like if you walked up to someone, even one of your friends, and said, hey, do you know, or, you know, do you think, or do you know how important marriage is? It's not like someone's going to go, wait, what? Marriage? Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. It is important. It's not like someone's surprised by that statement.
Exactly.
But truly, though, how many take the time or how many of our actions prove or show that importance? That's, I think,
the
challenge.
Whether it's in your own marriage, taking the time to invest in your own marriage, or even as you look at, I mean, you ask any pastor, any church member, do you think marriage is important? They're going to say yes. But then you look at the programs of the church, and marriage ministry is not usually one of the top programs that is pushed from up front or, you know, even existing in a church. And so really, as a society, I think sometimes as Christians we say, yeah, it's important, but our actions don't back us up. And something we were just talking about today, we have a internet TV show, and we were talking about how marriage is healthy for your health. Not only when you have a healthy marriage, and even if you don't have a healthy marriage, if it's a marriage in crisis, it still is healthy for you physically to be a married person, which, you know, it says that it lowers your blood pressure, but I'm not sure marriage actually does that.
Well, when you're married to Jay, yeah, when you're married to Jay or me,
it raises the blood pressure at least 30 points.
But,
yeah.
You know, marriage is important, and it's important for our kids to see healthy marriages, and we really have read a lot of studies about marriage, and if you can focus on the importance of marriage, and if you can focus on strengthening marriages, you're not only going to obviously help your marriage, you're going to help your kids, and that in turn is going to help schools and communities and churches. The byproduct of focusing on marriage is hugely important to our culture.
Yeah, it starts right in your home, which impacts your cul-de-sac and your neighborhood and your community and the school and the state and the country. I mean, it goes on.
Yeah,
it doesn't
stop. There's no question.
It doesn't stop. Well,
we also have a phrase we like to throw around, and it catches on from time to time, and it gets us excited, and that is healthy marriage, healthy church. You know, when the marriages in your church are healthy, it makes your church healthy, because the people in your church are growing, and they're strengthening their walk with Christ and their walk with each other. And, you know, it really is a church strengthening kind of a deal.
Well, if people listening, if they want to bring the ultimate date night to their church or town, how do they do this?
They can do that. They can find us right online at jayandlaura.com. And that's jayandlaura.com. And if you sing it to the Mickey Mouse song, it sounds really good. But anyway.
J-A-Y-A-N-D. Oh, my heavens, that works.
It does.
I like it.
jayandlaura.com, and you can find all kinds of information, not only about our ultimate date nights, but our conferences. And right on there, it tells you how you could bring us to your community or church with an ultimate date night.
And I'm assuming they can even find you guys from there on Facebook, and I know you're on Twitter because you guys mock me constantly on Twitter. No, wait, I think I mock you on Twitter.
You can search us on Facebook for Jay and Laura LaFoon, and you can also, our Jay and Laura TV is on YouTube and Facebook.
Awesome. Well, you two are some of my favorites, and I truly appreciate you stopping by the Smalley Marriage Podcast today.
Well, Michael, we love you guys, and you and your dad, and even your brother. You know, we even love him too, and the work he's doing there. But
you can't just call him my brother anymore. It's His Excellency.
Oh, that's right. But we appreciate all that you guys are doing as well, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Hey, I appreciate you, and as my listeners are getting used to, when it comes to this part of the show, there's really only one thing left to say.
And now, it is time to say goodbye.
And I shall leave us with my friend, Renier Bester, and 1440. And I shall edit that out because it was on mute. And that irritates me when that happens. Or I can continue and say that this is live recorded podcasting at its best. And so we shall try that again. Because it's at the end, so who really listens all the way to the end?
That's right.
Only the truly diehard, and they deserve to hear me mess up because I've been recording too many of these today. But I had that one all the way down, so we shall leave you with my friend, Renier Bester's 1440. What about God?
I have toiled in foreign soil for a thing that is my own. All my labor is in vain. I show the scars in my mind. Loving deeper than a deep thing, a love that never, ever dies. Well, I need you to extinguish me. What about God and the things that He wanted you to be? What about love and the songs that she wanted you to sing?